And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, as promised, State Senator LaTanya Johnson. How are you doing, Senator Johnson?
I am fine. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's been a long time. How long have you been a senator now?
I have been a senator. This is my fifth year, so I'm going into my second term.
Wow. I remember when you first ran.
Yeah.
And you used to, and you know, you remember when you used to come on and we used to have, and I supported you from the onset?
You did, and I am so grateful for that. And, you know, speaking of coming on, I have some information that I'm sure your voters, I mean, your listeners would love to hear. We have compiled, it took us probably about 6 or 7 months, but a PowerPoint called The State of Black Wisconsin, Diving into Our State's Racial Disparities. And I am going to get you a copy of that because I'm sure that that would be a really good topic of conversation for your listeners. It's really interesting.
Well, you know, I am excited about that. I would love to have a copy of that and help spread that information across these airways, because I don't know if you know it, but this radio station is and my program is kind of heard throughout a large swath of the state. This is not just Milwaukee. This radio station is in Waukesha. And so the listening audience is very diverse. And so that kind of information just needs to get out. So, yeah, if you can make sure that I get a copy of that, I'll make sure that we use it. But what I want to begin with you is 5 years. You were in the legislature for how long?
For 9 years. 9 years.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know. Time surely does fly.
It does.
But I want to ask you about what you've been able to learn. In all those now 14 years that you've been at the state, Democrats haven't been in charge of things for very much of that time. You get to be in government at a time where, if ever, Democrats control something there. Help us, those of us who aren't up in Madison, give us some encouragement that everybody's not like Robin Voss and that everybody's not like many of the others that we get to hear from and see. So, you know, people always say to me, other representatives across the state from Milwaukee, and they say, well, you know, all Republicans aren't like that. Well, help me understand, because I don't know. All I can go by is what I see and what I hear.
Okay. So I've been in the state legislature for 9 years, 4 years in the Assembly and now 5 years in the Senate. And you're right. All legislatures are not the same. I have many good friends across the aisle that are Republicans. Unfortunately, what we've seen is that everybody votes with their party, pretty much 98.9% of the time. And even if it's something that they may not agree on, majority rules. And so there are some very good allies that I have across the aisle on the Republican side that have been really helpful in helping me get things done for my community, financial things, educational things. And, you know, it's the same with the Democratic side, too. It's really difficult and hard sometimes to find electeds who are willing to vote their conscience and not vote their party. And a lot of times, unless their party gives them permission to vote their conscience, you don't see that. And unfortunately, that's the part that the rest of the state sees is people voting, you know, hook and sinker with their party, regardless of what the legislation is, how detrimental it may be to some constituents. The disheartening thing for me in Madison is the fact that Milwaukeeans are Wisconsinites too. And some of the things that we are experiencing in Milwaukee, like the gun violence, the carjackings, the reckless driving, they are not experiencing in the majority parts of the state. And so that's seen as just a Milwaukee issue, and there is no incentive or drive to want to help or change that. And that's disheartening, because at the bottom line is that people are dying, they're being hurt, and there's no way that the city can get those issues under control without state help.
You know, Senator Johnson, it's not surprising to me, again, because I've been around a long time, and we talk about voting and elections, and we talk about democracy, and that's not democracy to me if people only vote along the lines of, you know, their parties. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a right and there's a wrong in many instances. Right. And if you don't have the intestinal fortitude and courage to vote for what's right, I mean, it's cowardly to me that mm-hmm. you only vote along the lines of you know, your party. And it's one of the reasons why our government does not work.
Right.
And yet we elect people, we vote for people to send them to do what's in the best interest. And I'm not just talking about the city of Milwaukee. I'm not talking about on the state level or the city level. I'm talking about on the national level, that we have people who are not willing to fight to make this a better place. And so as long as we continue to have people who are going to vote solely along the lines of, you know, their, you know, who they represent, you get what we're seeing with the Supreme Court debates right now, Ketanji Jackson, you know, people unwilling, listening to this woman, knowing that this woman makes sense and knowing that this woman is bright enough and right. But I, as a Republican, I can't separate that. I've got to vote along the lines of what we are as Republicans. None of this is ever going to make this a better country, Senator Johnson. You told the truth when you said that's the way people vote. But we can't, you know, we've got to figure out a way to get people to vote for what's in the best interest of their constituents, not what's in the best interest of their parties.
And that's true. That's true. And we have to have people elected to office that care about individuals regardless of where they live. Because, you know, I'm often told, well, that's not happening in my district. You know, Milwaukee continues to get worse. Well, we aren't finding allies to help us with the issues that we're facing to make Milwaukee better. At the end of the day, regardless of where you live, if it's not okay or safe for kids to go outside and play without the fear of, you know, getting struck by a stray bullet, and in some cases the kids are in their own homes, that's the issue. And, you know, more guns on the street is not helping the problem. I understand, you know, people love to hunt, and I'm not against that. But in Milwaukee, the hunted are other individuals.
Human beings.
And that has
right.
to change. Right.
You know, right. Senator Johnson, it is, on the one hand, you hear people say that's not in my backyard. That's not my issue. That's your issue in Milwaukee. So, you know, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to deal with that. But at the same time, you have people voting against, you know, Milwaukee being able to do what's right by itself and raising resources necessary
right.
that will make it possible for us to fix what's happening in our own cities. That's the part, another part of this, that I say is, you know, a plan. Because if you as a Republican can't see that those resources that we're not going to allow to come back into the city, and we vote across the board as Republicans, we're not going to give them resources, or we want to see Milwaukee Public Schools dismantled, and we're going to do it across the board because we say they're not educating kids, but then we don't look at what creates the environment, and that we as a state and taking away the resources are kind of at the root of why these things are happening. You know, what do you say to that?
And that's precisely true. You know, other communities or districts across the state, because they aren't dealing with the issues in Milwaukee, 70% of the state's poor live right here in Milwaukee. But yet we don't have enough low-income housing. We don't have enough, you know, housing resources or safe housing for a lot of these individuals. Poverty is extremely, extremely real. And so many people are paying up to 50% of their income just to have a place to live. And once you get that first eviction, it's really hard to find a suitable place to live after that. And that's not including, you know, work issues. The majority of the jobs are outside of Milwaukee, and you have to have transportation to get there. In my district, I don't even have a Walmart. And so, and you're looking at areas like parts of my district, 53206, the median resale value of a home in that district before COVID was $4,300. So where do these, how does Milwaukee come ahead if we're not given the resources to take care of our own, especially since we can't get the resources from the state legislature? And that's the frustration. I hear so many people on the streets saying every day, it doesn't matter who's in office, nothing is going to change. And things can't change as long as majority rules and majority does not care about Milwaukee or changing things for Milwaukee. They care about the downtown because Milwaukee brings in more tourism dollars than any other parts of the state, and that's the downtown.
So, Senator Johnson, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. State Senator LaTanya Johnson's on the line. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join in. We'll be right back.